Hello, it's Gary Cleveland with Helicopter Online Ground School. Welcome to our podcast. The following podcast is concerning the instructions to get your FAA Wings credit for any one of our four FAA certified courses. We have private pilot, commercial pilot, certified flight instructor pilot, and instrument pilot courses at www.helicopterground.com. Enjoy your podcast.
Helicopterground.com.
The Wings Pilot Proficiency Program is based on the premise that pilots who maintain currency and proficiency in the basics of flight will enjoy a safer and more stress-free flying experience. Requirements for each aircraft category and class include specific subjects and flight maneuvers. The Wings program consists of learning activities and flight tasks selected to address the documented causes of aircraft accidents. You select the category and class of aircraft in which you wish to receive training and in which you wish to demonstrate your flight proficiency to applicable standards to ensure you receive a well-rounded learning experience. Only certain activities fulfill specific credit requirements. All pilots holding a U.S. pilot certificate may participate in the Wings program. Student pilots are encouraged to participate in the Wings program. They will receive Phase 1 at the basic level upon satisfactory completion of their private pilot practical test and completion of an online course on aeronautical decision making. Note that student pilots will initially register on FAASafety.gov as a non-airman. There are three basic levels to the Wings program. You have basic, you have advanced, and you have master. Basic level is designed for those pilots who want to establish a recurrent training program that will provide them a higher level of proficiency than merely preparing for a normal flight review as required by 14 CFR 6156. Note that pilots need not accomplish the flight review requirements of 14 CFR Part 61.56 if he or she has satisfactorily completed any phase of the Wings Pilot Proficiency Program since the beginning of the 24th calendar month before the month in which that pilot acts as a pilot in command. Note this is the terminology that they use in 6156. They're mirroring it. So basically, if you complete the basic phase of the Wings program, it will serve as your flight review. So that's kind of an added bonus there. Advanced and master are more advanced phases for pilots who want a program tailored to specific needs. These phases will allow the pilot and his or her instructor to tailor a portion of the training for these specific needs, and in some cases allow for the addition of specialized equipment or flight environment scenarios. To start, create an account on the FAA Safety website. And I would just like to mention that before I go through the rest of the slides here, it is my plan at the end, since we have this screen sharing capability, I'm going to just log on to the FAA Safety site, leave that up for you to see as I walk through my login process and finding the courses, looking at my own personal checklist for my Wings phase credits. By navigating and clicking, it's called Quick Wings or My Wings, you can begin to find the requirements for your first phase of Wings. The Wings proficiency program consists of participation in three knowledge activities, that's where we come in, and three flight activities. We also can provide this service, but many of our members are international or out of state, probably will receive the flight portion from another CFI, and we'll get into that. Any CFI can provide the flight portion. Knowledge activities are displayed in the brown section, and you'll see that as we walk through it later here. The three knowledge-based activity credits required for each phase may consist of courses and/or seminars online or in person. Courses can be completed online at your leisure. Courses almost always have a short test at the end. Once the test has been passed satisfactorily, the credit is immediately posted on your Wings page. Note that you must use the same email address on the external site as you do on FAASafety.gov to get automatic Wings credit. You must have actually enrolled in the course on the FAA site. Even if you are a paid member and watched all the videos, if you go on the FAA site and enroll in our course there, you will not be charged for enrolling if you are already a member of HOGS. It's just a process that the FAA requires that you enroll on their site, even though you're already enrolled in our course. Make sure you have clicked complete on all the course videos in our site for the course you are seeking credit for. Once you click enroll, then the course will show up in your My Wings section, and you can check your progress for the given phase there. As you look at courses available, you will see free courses and fee courses in alphabetical order. The ones with a green dot would help complete your phase checklist. If you are enrolled in a course, it will no longer show on the list of courses when you scroll down through them. In addition to the three knowledge activities that you have to complete, three flight activities are also required. You may combine activities in a single day if you wish, and you do not need to enroll in the flight activity part. An activity valued at one credit does not necessarily equal 1 hour of flight training. Your CFI will decide when you have successfully completed the activity. That flexibility makes the Wings effort not much more expensive than a standard flight review or less. We know that according to Part 61, a flight review has to be 1 hour ground, 1 hour flight. And so what they're saying here is that if you complete this phase, you possibly could have your flight review taken care of, maybe less than the money you would have spent for a flight review, depending on if you've already spent the money for the ground school, such as helicopterground.com, and you use that as your ground portion, then all you need to do is get three credits for flying out of the way. And you could easily do that within a 1 hour block. And so in the long run, you'd be saving 1 hour of ground time to get your flight review. Before you schedule a flight with your CFI, you may wish to look at the requirements for the activity to complete your phase. Click on the Quick Wings link on the homepage and print all requirements for the phase of Wings you are working on. Any CFI can also go into FAA Safety and print your checklist by searching with the email address you used to set up your account. Flight activities required that the CFI give you credit after the flight or flights have been completed. In addition, the CFI must sign your logbook, just like always, and may choose to use the standard phraseology recommended by the Wings program. And I believe that's exactly what I would do. If you go on to the instructor portal and go through some of the tutorials on the FAA Safety site, they do have a document that kind of walks you through the process. Just by having his credentials as a certified flight instructor, he can go in there without even having a username and password, look you up, print off what you need to get your phase, and provide you the credits after you fly with him. By virtue of holding instructor privileges, any instructor can validate Wings credits. You do not even need an account on FAASafety.gov to do this for somebody. After flying, return to your Wings page where you may click on the When Complete Request Credit link to request credit from your CFI. If your instructor is going to give you immediate credit, do not use this procedure. So I read on this, and there is quite a bit more than just what I blurted out in these two slides. Basically, the student, if they're familiar with the site, maybe the CFI is not, they can go in and request the credit. And there's even a search option to search for your CFI in the FAA database. And then the FAA will send an email to the CFI to follow a link and to apply that credit for that flight, for that part of the phase. The other way is if you have a CFI who is familiar with the FAA Wings site, they can go in there and do immediate credit for you. What they made mention of is don't do both. Note that all Wings activities, knowledge and flight, must be completed within a 12-month period to qualify for completion of a phase of Wings. Completion of a phase of Wings at the basic level is required at least once every 12 calendar months in order to be awarded a phase at a higher level. When any phase is completed, print the certificate and keep it in your logbook for proof of a flight review. I am at the Federal Aviation Administration site, FAA.gov. Over here, where I'm running the arrow, we have login. Don't have an account, register, trouble logging in, forgot password. It's very user-friendly. Right now it shows me as a guest. And so there's some things we could do here. We could navigate through as a guest. I'm going to log in just for the purpose of demonstrating. It shows me as an airman. We have things here, and you can just scroll down through here. We can set up your profile. Here's Quick Wings button. First, I'm going to look up here under courses. Okay, so I'm at the top bar here. If you see the little hand pointing at courses, it makes a drop screen appear. And then I'm going to go down and I'm going to click on courses. We can see that it's thinking up here. And I did notice that even on the computer in my office, I'm on a laptop now, but it doesn't matter what your source is for Wi-Fi or what computer you're on, the site just tends to do that thinking before. So don't get carried away and click 10 times. Just if you see it thinking with the little thing going around and around, just give it a minute, because I just believe there's so much information it takes time to load compared to some of the other sites that you may visit. Here, this shows my courses that I have enrolled in. And I have enrolled in a couple courses here just to kind of show you. And here I can continue or withdraw. It shows that I'm enrolled in Certified Flight Instructor Helicopter Ground School. You can see I'm enrolled in Private Helicopter Ground School here, and I can withdraw or continue. And if I withdraw, I've played with this. I enrolled in all four of our courses, and then I withdrawed a couple of them, so they would show back up on the list for this presentation. Okay, now it tells here for basic Wings, this Private Helicopter Ground School training is going to get me one credit for basic knowledge topic 1, one credit for basic knowledge topic 2, and it shows that I'll still need one credit for basic knowledge topic 3. And so I can get two of my credits done just by doing the Private Helicopter Ground School, and then I could pick a free one up higher on the list that the FAA has available, or something like that. So Wings courses down here, if you can see where my little hand is, I'm going to hover over this. Now over to the right says AMT courses. That's for mechanics. So we're going to go over here, show Wings courses. I'm going to click on that, and boom, it shows all these courses here. And so at the top, these are all the free courses. You can see their alphabetical order. Like this one is Accident Case Study Everyone's Problem by AOPA, and this is free. So we start by looking at alphabetical order on all the free stuff. Then we move on down past all the free stuff, and the alphabet starts over again with the cost stuff. So here, the first cost item is Sporties. And Kings, Sporties, AOPA, you know, some of these people have been on here a little while before we caught up. Just a side note, we are the only all helicopter provider on here that I can see. A lot of these places have done a lot of airplane videos, and they add on a little helicopter package, and that's what you get. The FAA was very excited to have us join, because they know that they have very limited resources. Okay, and what we're gonna do here, here's ours. Now you'll see, if I hover over it, it's gonna give me a little course description that pops up there. I scrolled down just to show you this, what it looks like, and I purposely unenrolled so it would show up here, because if I scroll down through here and look for a private pilot, you won't see it on my list because I'm enrolled in it. So I unenrolled in commercial pilot helicopter ground. I go over here, I can preview it. And what I like to do is look over to the right for our company name. It's just a little easier for me to spot it. There's the instrument course. So click enroll. Now, you read this, it tells you that you've enrolled. It's, so now it's gonna show up in your phase, that you know, the course list, and we'll go through that in a minute. I'm going to click on this. It says click here to go to this course's site. Now it says continue to the site or stay on this page. You just click continue to the site and it'll take you right to helicopter ground. So let's go back to activities up here. I clicked on activities and we look down here and we can see the things I've completed. I've got one credit for master knowledge towards a master level phase. This was the fly-in that I was talking about. The date completed was 7/16 of 2016. So it's still showing up on here, even though I cannot count that towards a phase because it's outside of a year. Then up here I took part 107 small unmanned aircraft systems a course online, and that was a free course by FAA safety. There was a test at the end. Anyway, let's go back here to My Wings. Okay, so I'm going over here under pilots. I'm going down to My Wings. I'm going to click on that. Okay, this is what I was looking for. Just remember, you're not going to mess up here. Anything you do, you can undo. You can log out and back in. Just click here and there and you'll figure it out. To get basic wings phase one, it shows here that I can get one credit by completing private pilot helicopter ground school. Shows that I'm enrolled. I can get another credit by completing private pilot ground school. I'm enrolled. And I guess I didn't realize this when I was talking earlier. I've already got the other credit I need by taking that free unmanned aircraft systems course, which is interesting to see that they're counting that towards my basic wings phase one level for my wings phase. And this could possibly count as my flight review. So that goes to show you that a lot of the information on the small unmanned aircraft systems is applicable to general aviation, vice versa, because it's actually giving me a full credit for taking that course. You know, I'm halfway there to get a flight review out of this and get my basic wings phase one done. So then we look down to the bottom here. These are the flight activities that I need to do. Oh, I need to go out and fly with Kenny and have him credit me for performance maneuvers. Looks like instrument proficiency check, airport operations, and then this is where we were talking about earlier, when complete request credit. So if I go fly with Kenny and I say, you know, we need to look this up, ATP, comma, CMM, apostrophe L, private. So I'm gonna click here to look at the details. From the Commercial Pilot Practical Test Standards for Rotorcraft, Helicopter, and Gyroplane. It's going out of the PTS, and it's telling Kenny that, you know, in order to get this basic credit and advanced credit, it's going to credit me both ways here, it looks like. We go down through here. Slope operations, rapid deceleration, like quick stop. Straight in auto rotation, 180 auto rotation, power failure at altitude. Confined area operation, pinnacle platform operations. That probably would be getting close to a full hour of flying. Maybe not. Sometimes, you know, you can combine things like confined area and platform, pinnacle. Power failure at altitude, possibly I could then do a 180 or a straight in with that. You might be able to move through these things and then get to the next thing. Here's a button here for request credit also. So they've made it real user friendly. I can print off what I just read there. Now it wants me to have instrument proficiency check also. So let's click on that and see what it wants. Successful completion of an instrument proficiency check in accordance with 14 CFR 61, section 57D, FAR 6157D. We would have to look those up and see exactly what we got to do to go out there and get this credit. And then I would have him either go on and give me instant credit, or I'd click request credit from him. Instructor portal, there's for you flight instructors. You click on that. There's more information that for instructors only. There's a lot of different ways to get to the same information. In other words, you saw me go up here to pilots. There was some different options when I was logged in, and I just went to My Wings. And then another way to get to the same information is Quick Wings. Play around, get familiar with the site. You know, if you have any problems, I'm here for the members.
Welcome to Helicopter Online Ground School at www.helicopterground.com.